Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the Irish traditional music band Lunasa. Thanks for joining us on WTOP, guys.
Great to be here, Jason.
All right, let's just start by going around the room, just introduce you guys one by one and what instrument you play.
Okay, I'm Kevin Crawford, the flute player in the band. I'm the introvert, the quiet-spoken, softly kind of calm individual in the group, yep.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah. I'm Killian Valley. I'm the Illan piper in the band.
I'm Colin Farrell. I'm the fiddle player.
Right. Not to be confused with the other Colin Farrell.
No, no. Well, yeah. If it wasn't, if it wasn't radio, they would probably be able to tell themselves. But.
My name's Ed Boyd, and I play the guitar.
And I'm Trevor Hutchinson, and I play the upright bass.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Today's St. Patrick's Day, and I know you guys have been in town this weekend. You played at the Black Rock Center for the Arts in Germantown on Saturday, is that right?
That's
and then
correct.
Sunday, you played at St. John's College in Annapolis, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Tuesday night, you're going to play at Franklin Park Arts Center in Percival, Virginia, and then March 18th, you're going to play at Reston Community Center in Reston, Virginia.
Wow.
Let's just start with how you guys formed. When was this? It's been a while, right? Is it like wasn't it in like the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously very surprised at knowing how youthful we're looking and everything here. But yeah, we've been together since 97 and still doing what we do. We got together actually to furnish a tour to Australia originally. That was the reason we kind of came together, and we've been kind of chomping away at it since. And thankfully, here in the United States of America, we've received lots of support, and we've been coming here probably since 99, really, and making a good go of it. And in this area in particular, DC, Virginia, Maryland, all those, it's a stronghold for us, thankfully. Made lots of great friendships and relationships here, and we tend to keep coming back.
I'm sure this is like your huge time of year to come play here. I mean, year round you probably book gigs all over the world, but is St. Patrick's Day, is that just like an annual thing on the calendar? Like, okay, that's our bread and butter?
It is actually. Well, I mean, it's definitely keyed in that we're going to be in the States. We did Australia maybe one year, Hong Kong, yeah, as well. But we've never been in Ireland for Patrick's.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
You usually try to come to the States for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it seems to be locked in. I mean, the March Madness tour for lots of reasons, but it is that kind of way that we can kind of build a tour on the back of St. Patrick, as we say. And
I'm sure he doesn't nice. Mind.
No, he's getting used to it now, you know. we acknowledge him as much as we can. But we have a great time, great fun. And this one is a bit of a whirlwind because we've been in Canada and we've, you know, come to this part. Then we go Midwest and we end up in Florida. And it's a little bit kind of zigzaggy, but we like it that way.
How many tour dates on while you're in the States? You guys know?
I think it's about 25.
And are we catching you towards the front of it or?
Mid to late, yeah. We've got another 10 or 12 days to go, so.
But it makes no difference. The standard is the same every night.
It's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping, you know, maybe you
I didn't
the
say what the standard
out,
was. But
I'd like to hear just one by one how each of you got into your specific instrument. How did you guys get started? Let's start with upright bass over here.
I actually started off on guitar.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I always kind of liked the bass, so I started playing on rock bands way back in the 70s,
right.
And then kind of morphed into the folk thing.
Nice.
And decided I wanted to play the upright, so.
Did you have any favorite rock bands back in the 70s that inspired you?
Yeah, loads, really. I mean, all the kind of greats, you know?
Yeah.
All the Jimi Hendrix and...
Of course.
Led Zeppelin, all that.
Awesome.
All that stuff.
Hendrix and Zeppelin, and now Lunasa.
Yeah,
man. I mean the three legendary bands, right?
Yeah, he finally made it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. All right, now let's hear from Mr. Guitar over here.
Well, there was always music in the house, and a piano that we all, you know, there's me and my three brothers. We all played that, and then I always liked the guitar. My dad plays the guitar, and then we had a teacher at school who was into Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie, mm-hmm. and then I just love the sound of the acoustic guitar, so I started playing that, and then I ended up going to, when I went to university up in Manchester, there's a big big Irish community there and a really good music scene, so I stumbled upon it really, and that's been my life ever since.
Nice.
Mm.
Mr. Colin Farrell.
Yeah, well, like Ed was saying, I'm from Manchester in the north of England, but my parents are from Ireland, and I have there's five of us kids who all play music, and fiddle was, there was always fiddles laying around the house, and we were just took to lessons with the Kilters in Manchester when we were kids, six or seven. And thinking back on it now, I took to and classical lessons in school.
No
but,
way.
But, yeah, I know you wouldn't tell. Wow. But I didn't really like them. And they always were, I'd rather be out playing soccer or something like that. But I stuck with it, and now I'm here.
There you go. Yeah. So you could have been playing soccer.
Yeah, for Manchester City. Greatest football team in the world.
You will edit that out, will you?
I think, yeah, exactly. I think you landed where you needed to be with these five.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, I grew up the same household of traditional musicians. My parents are both players. They're both teachers. My grandfather played, all my brothers and sisters. So it was a house full of instruments, pipes, fiddles, flutes. And I tried most of them and ended up in the pipes. And as Ed said, I've never done anything else. As soon as I finished school, I've just played music.
You don't know what it's like to, you know, do the 9-to-5 office job.
No, I haven't done that one. I'd love to have played football for Armagh, but apart from that, I'd no real ambition to do anything else except play music.
That's awesome. You've turned your passion into your career. Not many people get to do that.
It's great. I mean, I think a lot of people think there's probably more enjoyment if it's just a hobby and you don't have to do it, but I don't see it like that. I try to play every day, whether it's a gig or not. So
that's awesome.
Not sick of it yet, anyway.
You, sir?
Yeah, it's not really. I'd love to get out of it.
We have two guys saying they're disgruntled ex-athletes, and then now, and the one that doesn't want to be in it. No.
I was brought up in England as well. Funny enough, but to Irish parents. But I'm the youngest of four children. None of the others play music. I kind of got bitten by the bug. There were records being played in the house all the time, and my dad sang, and my mom's brothers and sisters, they played a bit of music, so there was music in the house, and I took to it and kind of took the charge myself. I decided I wanted to go and kind of seek out where I could learn to play this music, and I kind of begged for an instrument, and I finally got a flute eventually when I was 15 years of age, and kind of took it from, and then I moved to Ireland to further kind of, you know, immerse myself in the tradition, and I moved back to where my parents were from in County Clare, and I've lived there up until just a couple of months ago when I moved to the United States.
Nice.
So it's, but music is absolutely passion. I mean, gosh, I'm so lucky to be doing it, and that's all that I've ever wanted to do is play music. So it's great to be able to still be at it all these years later.
And how did you guys bump into each other? How was the five of you?
Yeah, that's a little bit more of a tricky kind of thing to piece together. Trevor there on the bass is the founding member of the group. Like I mentioned, that tour of Australia, Trevor was kind of asked to put a group together to go to Australia to fulfill a tour. And Sean Smith, our original fiddle player, was brought on board with Trevor. Donna Hennessy, our original guitarist, was there, and I got asked to go to that part of the world with them too. And from there, it kind of just developed. We brought Killian on board then a couple of years later, and then Ed's been in for a few years now, and Colin is the new kid on the block. And, you know, it's the traditional Irish music scene is quite small. Everybody knows everybody. I hadn't played with Trevor before. I hadn't played with the fiddle player before, but we all knew of each other's kind of reputations, and we respected each other's music. Trevor was the superstar. He didn't mention he was in an amazing group called the Waterboys who were huge in Ireland and in America and all over the world. So getting the opportunity to play with a group that had a Waterboy in it was a big deal. We kind of joked about the Rolling Stones and Dylan and all those, but you know, the Waterboys were as big as them for us.
Yeah.
So you know, we getting the chance to play in a group with Trevor was lovely, and then after a couple of weeks we realised it was no big deal. But it was
so why Lunasa? Where's the name come from?
It was pulled out of the hat, basically, of about 1,000 appallingly bad names.
And you want to share any of the bad ones?
No. I think I still have a notebook of Sean's, actually, that has a lot of his suggestions. Sometimes it's blackmail material.
No, okay. But, we'll uncover that.
And it's Irish for August, for the month of August.
I'm getting worried now. Is that how you picked the musicians for the band as well? You exactly, put them into a hat. Exactly. Appallingly bad music. Yeah. And my name came out.
Yeah, you were in the appallingly bad one. Yeah. And he just happened to pull you out by accident. One of you guys played with Springsteen, right? On his High Hopes album, right?
That's true, yeah. That was about... It was actually over 2 years ago now, but it didn't come out for about 15 months after I did it, and I was sworn to secrecy about it, and then so it sort of seems more recent than it actually was. But
we tweaked something. We thought he'd either he'd had a personality transplant, won the lottery or something, because he as soon as he had done this recording with Springsteen, he became a different person, you know. And
you had to call him boss from now on, right?
Well, funny, we do. He is the boss, and we do call him boss. So there is that. That's another connection. But I don't know. Like, smelt a rat with the sports car and all the stuff, the trappings that come with when you play on a Springsteen album, you know. And then he couldn't tell us for 15 months. But well.
Did you didn't tour with him, right? It was just on the recording?
No, I'm still waiting for the call.
Yeah. Well, I saw he played at Nats Park, I guess it was two summers ago, and I saw him, I went to the show. It was an awesome show. But yeah, I think High Hopes had just come out, I think, at that point. But yeah, do you remember what songs you played on? What tracks?
It was just the one track. It was called This Is Your Sword. I played the whistle, and I think I played tin whistle, low whistle, and pipes.
How do you get that call? Hey, it's Bruce.
Well, it was a funny one. It was I got a call one night saying, was I available to come to a studio on Friday? And I said I possibly was. And then they started asking me questions about the keys of the pipes. And then they said, okay, I'll have the producer call you. And the producer called me, and he talked to me for a long time about songs and things. And then just before we were finished with the logistics, he mentioned Bruce just came in. I said, oh, by the way, who is this I'm recording with? Because there'd be no mention in two 10-minute conversations.
You agreed before you even knew who it was?
Yeah, just said I was coming. You know, you get calls all the time. Well, not all the time, but in New York, we get quite a few calls to put pipes on a pop song or whatever. And then he said, Bruce Springsteen. And then, so... Excellent.
So you're immediately not, he had a check, right?
He wasn't.
Yeah, that was it. Call the bank straight away.
No. Check he wasn't joking.
Were you a huge fan before you got the call?
I wouldn't say I was a huge fan, but we played at the Glastonbury Festival in England, I think the year before that. And, you know, we were on before Bruce, obviously. And... so we stayed around, and I thought his the concert was brilliant. You know, I mean, the charisma and the band, of course, these two band were fantastic. And it totally changed my opinion. I kind of had an interest in him then, so then it was nice to get to play.
Well, I mean, we went on before Bruce that time, but this summer we did Van Morrison. Went on before us, didn't he?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's true.
What's it like having Van Morrison as your opening act?
It's okay. I mean, whatever.
What has he ever done? No, just kidding. Speaking of people, true. You know, you've played with, I think this coming up next month, I think, aren't you playing with Mary Chapin Carpenter?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about this. Is this you're touring together, or what is the deal?
Well, we've done a tour with Mary Chapin before, probably 10 years or at this stage. But we had a great tour with her, and we got on really well. And she's really into the traditional music and folk music. And then I bumped into her at Celtic Connections in Glasgow last year. And was chatting to her, and she just walks up and she said, oh, great to see you again. And she showed me her iPod, and she was there, and I've just been listening to such and such, your new album. And she said, I still listen to the band, and I'll listen. Be nice to tour again or do something again if we could. And I didn't think anything was going to happen. And then all of a sudden we got the opportunity to tour with her again in April. So it'll be really nice. And this is a slightly more... acoustic-based tour that she's doing. It's just a three-piece band that she has, and we're going to be kind of doing the gigs with her, and we'll be opening for her, essentially, and then we'll hopefully get to maybe collaborate as well like we did on the last tour. But it's great, and she's a wonderful artist and great, great woman altogether, you know, very just passionate about what she does too.
Yeah, God, I remember growing up around here, and she was on country radio all the time.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners are listening to this, if they haven't heard your guys' music before, what's cool about this traditional Irish music?
Well, it's traditional Irish music. It's dance music. It's infectious. It's got foot tapping kind of stuff going through it, and it's a happy music, really. Essentially, I mean, there's melancholy in there too, but essentially, it's a music that gets people's spirits kind of lifted, and that's our kind of modus operandi, I suppose, at the gigs. We like to send people home happy and...
Beautiful sound.
Beautiful sound.
People, you know, absolutely. Sometimes
we just heard it.
Well, you go to gigs sometimes and it's really loud and shrieking and stuff, but we've got a great, great front of house engineer, and it always sounds beautiful, I think.
Hopefully. And what you're missing out here, of course, is you're not getting a sense of how beautiful looking we are as well. I mean, we're probably five of the most average looking individuals you're ever going to come across.
We tried to sort of mix traditional music with the Chippendales. Do you remember them?
Oh, yes. I remember it well. That's
a new concept we've got going.
What is it? You leave your clothes on.
Yeah. The not so magic mic. I remember the Chris Farley, the SNL skit. Patrick Swayze, they had the Chippendale skit. You remember that one?
No.
Oh, you got to YouTube it.
YouTube it. Okay.
So, yeah, anything else about the show?
Well, it is traditional music at the core. We've got the flute, the pipes, the fiddle that you heard there. But we did kind of endeavor to come up with our own sound. And the contribution from the guitar and the double bass is quite unique. And it, you know, provides a kind of a kick-ass type of thing behind the traditional stuff that we play. We didn't show you there, but we do play tunes from other Celtic regions. So we have music from Brittany and Galicia in the north of Spain. And there's a whole variety of stuff going on there. And hopefully people will go home happy and enjoy it. And
buy loads of CDs. Yeah, I mean, if it sounds any even half as good as it did in here, I think they will enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've got lots of different things. We did a gig, as you say, a couple of days ago with an orchestra, the one in Annapolis, and we recorded an album with an orchestra a couple of years ago as well. So that gave us another little kind of twist to our sound.
One more question. What's the secret to you guys having stayed together so long? I mean, since 97, that's quite a few years.
Separate rooms.
That's it.
I can say this because I've say this is my fourth year in the band, but it runs very smoothly. Everyone is on the same page, and touring can be tough, long hours traveling, getting up early for flights, sitting in the van for hours, but they've got it down to a fine art. We eat well, we have a great laugh. As I say, we always try and do a really good gig. The conditions are good, and we do get our own room in very nice hotels.
That's awesome. I like separate rooms. Two word answer was just that was the best. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much for coming to WTOP and gracing us with your music. Again, they play on St. Patrick's Day the 17th in Percival, Virginia at the Franklin Park Arts Center. And then the next day, March 18th at Reston Community Center in Reston, Virginia. Come out and see Lunasa, guys. They would love it. And it sounded really good in here. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.